estoy ready to care cansado por seis a mis adiantes, por la tenesa, creat yamsa, dime hay la halal every year, an afen shafesa, that's the date of the nest. That's in the Medrashim, so that this nest they weren't mistaken a halal for, because it's a nest, she yesh po puranis lacher. Every other nest is not, this is a nest, they have puranis for all the mitzvahs. So there's two different things. This is the way the Rav explained, that the Medrash and the Gemara are talking about two different things. The Zohar also asked the Kasha, why you don't say Gansal on the last day? The Zohar gives a different time. The Zohar says, because in the middle of Tzira you don't say how. Because Tzira is Avelos, not because of Akiva Talmidim died. Tzira is Avelos at the Kabbalah, even with the Raisis. But the whole Indian, they say, the Ramban quotes on Chumash, that the Indian of counting Shiva Shavuot, he says, when an Isha is Tmeyo, Ziva, so she counts Shiva Tiyomim Tehorim. When Klal Yisrael, when a whole Umma is Tamei, with Tumas and Tzrayim, so they had to count 7 weeks, not 7 days, but 7 weeks, in order to retire themselves from the Tumme, in order to make a couple of months in prayer. So he says that Tumme, Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Halacha, also Tumme has certain elements of Avelis in it. Has certain elements of Avelis in it. So that's what the Zohar says, that the reason why you don't say Gansal on the last day, also on the second Kasha, on the Kasha that's a Medrashim, why you don't say Halal because of the Ner.
Yeah.
The real Nukubalim holds Sphere of the whole Avelis. The holy Avelis, the whole Sphere. I think they quote from the Ari, no? Shulchan, they quote that the real Nukubalim have Avelis, the whole Sphere. They don't have 33 days here, 33 days.
Even on
not based on, yeah, because it's not based on Abakivis Talmidim. It's based on Avelis, they're right. There's Avelis from Mitzrayim until Kabbalah Tatri.
It shouldn't be though.
And based on this, it would be an Akimina for Yom HaSmut also.
The whole thing is
there is Simcha, but it also has elements of Tumah. So the person is from Tumah, and Tumah Alpidin always has elements of Avelis.
Is that what
it's teaching? Now they're still Tumah, and still Matan Perez. The Kali Tumah is still Tumah. Are they
safe?
It's a Shuas Nath, and the Kabbalah Tumah Perez. No, the Kabbalah Tumah was entire the Zuama. Even the Guf became Perez. The Guf changed. How pal is a minik? The Gemara says how pal is only when it's a minik to say how, then say how pal. That's why there's machleg, so they say a bracha, not on how pal. Machleg is the Rambam says, right? The Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe says you shouldn't say a bracha, like the Rambam. Only the Shleach Tzibu should say. He says nobody else should say a bracha. Akash.
So you could have
in mind. It has a pshar, based on a raivid. His pshar is based on a raivid.
So really, even nowadays, you wouldn't be chashvah, you can just answer Romain and be okay with this?
Yeah, very good. Okay. That's
so
what he said.
Do you make a bracha?
What I do? I do like this.
Why
not? You can do it, but there's nothing wrong with it. You listen to the Shleach Tzibu, say the bracha. You say Yom, and then you say Hal.
What about Hal during Pesach?
Whenever you say Hal, there's a shadow where they say bracha. So what you can do is, you can listen to the Shleach Tzibu.
I mean, telling me
Shleach Tzibu is
Alpidin,
not leaving out there. Alpidin says in the Mishnah, Shleach Tzibu has that to be going to anybody who he is. What do you mean, he doesn't? The Shleach Tzibu, they tell him to daven and to lay and everything he... I mean, whatever he's supposed to do, that's what But why does he say the bracha out loud just to sing? But he knows that that's part of the Nusach HaTfilah, that he has to say out loud. Whatever kavanah is.
No joke, this is a number on a Shleach Tzibu has kavanah lost.
That's not lost. The home shachori beizaknas. Even the people who are outside of the shul are yaitu with kiyah shayfer. Because this kavanah is not only limited to those in the shul, it's extended to anybody.
That's what he has
anybody.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but
that's not lost. The Shleach Tzibu has kavanah.
What about the last verse? He says 5 words.
It's
not
enough people to hold up.
Yeah, look
more.
Yeah.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
The part that he mumbles, if you don't hear it, you don't hear it. The part that you do hear, you do hear. No? No, they quote from the Ari in Shulchan Aruch that the Ari was Noig Avelis all of Sphere.
Why should
that's one time. There's another time also why they were Noig Avelis the whole Sphere, based on the Crusades also. They killed the Eden during Sphere. I think both crusades were during Sphere. springtime, you got in the jet. The Rambam sheet is that Machlokes the Rambam says what they say bracha and a nini. Machlokes the Rambam says whether a nini should say the bracha if she's mekayim mitzvah says the shazman grom. There's a similar Machlokes the Rambam says but they say bracha when you do a minig. So the Rambam says no. So every time he asks what's halpal. Halpal is only a minig. The Gemara says whenever you're not mukhif to say halpal, it's only a minig. Then you only say halpal. You're not allowed to say gan halpal. The Rambam explains. Gemara says kolayim is one shabbos says kolayim halpal b'kol yom harayt mecharet megadik. So you're not allowed to say halal, but every not mechuyif to say, you're not allowed to say halal.
So
how can you have a minig? The Rosh said this is pshat. This is called b'chol yom, means whenever you're not mechuyif to say. So how can you have a minig to say halal? So he said, that's what they're going to say halal to leave out every other parent. In fact, that this is by us, there's a place where we say straight three prokim, and the Rambam says that if it's halal, they left out. So how do you want to tell us? The Rambam left out when they said halal. See, the Goyim also says to leave it out.
Halal
means you skip every other parent.
So
the way we do, you leave that part, so it's not down. Why is it so? So they say also, I'll keep shot, they say why. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't do Nisim Gluim all the time. It's not right to expect the Rebbeinu Shalom to do Nisim Gluim all the time. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants to be minding the world out to meet us on Teva. Teva's open. Chukim that he made, Chukim Abri. Alright, that's what they say. I'll keep shot, they say. But the Gemara says, you're not allowed to say Gal Tawa whenever you're not Mechuyim.
And Halal is only Nisim Gluim.
I don't know, something like that. They have a drum, says someone. They talk about the drum, talk about the sack, they all talk about that. So if you hold like the Rambam that you're not allowed to say a bracha, and a minig, so you shouldn't say a bracha and halb hala. You shouldn't say a bracha. So the Balatanya suggests that the Shleif Tibur should say a bracha and everybody should listen and say amen. So at least you limit the bracha. Only one person says a bracha.
Just based on the Rambam.
It might be that the Pshara is based on a Raya. There's another Raya about Tibur and Yochus. It might be based on a Raya. Look at us, there's a Raya about Halam Shchodesh. The Rav said that L'chachile, when he was younger, he used to be Cheshish for the Ramam Shita, and never said a Bracha on Halam. Then ever since he got older, so he used to say a Bracha with Tibur, not the Yochus. Now that he got older, now he says bracha even the yachid because he said he misses davening. That's years ago when he used to come to the shiva very early on Tuesday morning, so he could never daven b'tzibur. He used to miss halal on Rosh Chodesh last time. He said that later he started saying bracha. I think turned out from our prime foundation, they would like the Rambam not to say bracha on halal at all, not the yachid, not the tzibur.
On halal,
yeah, because only on this. Yeah.
And you wouldn't say the last bracha. All you
wouldn't
say is that last thing. You know,
if you
were to
blend, because
that's
what
you're up
to
date, you say
that. Yeah.
What happens if
the Halukha is a draw. So really, you don't have to say the Halukha,
you're
going to say the Halukha
at all.
So, it's a chazan. What I do is I listen to the chazan, but the chazan usually doesn't say the whole thing. So you say the whole Halukha, and then he says the last draw.
What if
you
didn't
bother to
say the last thing? What
if you
didn't say the last
draw?
So
you don't have to in the song.
Do you say
the last
bracha now? Do you say the last
bracha
now on
Chatzi
Halal?
I always listen to the Chatzi. I'm always used to the Chatzi. It's not only because of this. There's an Indian to daven Halal and Shul. Not only because of the Balatanya to listen to the Shlef Tibur. Some of the Indians send the Shulchan Aruch over here to say Halal to the Tibur. There's a special Indian of Anir of Amir to Haidu and to answer Haidu. Yeah, whatever the minig was, but there's a special minig like that. The Ramah says that it's sufficient with three people, the Anir of Amir, it says by the Haggadah. And say Hoidu, you should have three people to say and to answer. Not everybody should say the Halal by themselves. One person should say Hoidu, the other should answer like the Shul. The Rav once said you should need a minion. It should be like a Dovah Shabbat. Well, you need 10 or 3, there's still a minion. Das gets a daven always on Rosh Chodesh. Even, let's say, when it's Bas Torah. Even when it's when you say Gantz Halal. So you certainly say a bracha, there's no shayvus of brachas. There's still an Indian to daven halal with a tzibur. Because there's an Indian of halal with a tzibur to have the aniyah of amir, not to miss it out.
Yeah.
Even the tzibur. They didn't say the bracha even when they daven the tzibur. The rabbi says a chilek, that the tzibur, you don't say a bracha. No, davening by yourself, yeah. It's a different sheet. The Rav holds that with Tzibur you do say bracha, and b'yochid you don't say bracha. And when? On the Shchedesh, I think. I forgot. On the Shchedesh, Chalmeh.
So what about the Baal Tanya only had the Shliach when he said bracha?
Yeah. So once the Amma, it won't be considered Amma Hala B'chol Yom. Amma Hala B'chol Yom means when you say Hala, you're not M'chuyiv to. It's like more called Kisei, I think. This is more in Shabbos than called Kisei. Okay, this is completely derech agav. Just back again, the Magen Avraham said that if you forget Shachyana on the first day Yom Tov, so you say it any time. So it's chiyuv to say Shachyana once on Yom Tov. The same thing the Rav said for Ramosh, the same thing as Halal. Chiyuv to say Halal once on Yom Tov. Again, that one. If you got Shekhyano, let's say you shouldn't say. Okay, I don't know. It's difficult because here the Magen Avraham, yeah, the Magen Avraham says that you say Shachyana on the second day, and even if you got it on the second day, you should say later on. So, but if you said Shachyana on the first day, but you didn't say on the second day, but then you have to say on the second day, and if you got it on the second day, you say any time on Yom Tov, because the Rabbanan, because of the sake of the Yom, you imagine as if the first day was completely chol. Yom Tov begins in the second day, so why should the last day be different? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know why it should be different. So he says, Mozgim lo kos rishon mekadoshim mevorah shachyon. Okay. Why does he say Mozgim? That's later on. The Ramah at the end of Sif Al says, Balabayit lo yimzog bi'atma rakachi yimzog lo derecheiris. Then he gives that the head of the house doesn't pour himself, have someone else pour all the wine for everybody. Why? So the Goyin says that the minig is based on the Lashon HaMishnah. It says Mozgolo Tzakot. Like the Lashon HaMechaber. Mozgolo means someone else poured it for him. It's also Derech Eir.
What's the Lashon
Eir? Apparently this is the reason why. That someone else should pour. Oh, why? Was Gul. Should say Mozgim like the Mechaber says. I don't know.
Why
is
only
Lashon HaMechaber?
Should be Lashon
HaMechaber. Lashon HaMechaber. It says Mozgul, yeah. Some of
All these other men are, but not all these, but these other men are also in the end of their faith. And there needs to be okay there, faith. And according to the system, they will have not done that way.
It's 3-4. Excuse me? 3-4. Some are not. Papa? It's a mimic. You're already going to mimic.
So the mission, the main mission was 5-4.
He wouldn't say warm a sock in it, but if he didn't, his pasal. Pour another one. Dim chal b'shabbos ayim avay chulu. Yeah, you have to say avay chulu about it. So my sister, somebody told me grad on Pesach. I think it happened. A fellow told me on Pesach that the Shabbos was one of the days Yom Tov, so he forgot all about avay chulu, and then he realized in the middle of the kiddush that he left it out. Said that some kind of business. He said a lot of brachas. How do you say a lot of brachas? Just Barfi Agafim, no? Oh, that's it. He said Barfi Agafim, and then he realized that he forgot Baikulu, because it wasn't normal Shabbos. It was a Yom Tov Shabbos. So So he said, Vaichulu Yudin Bar Pragofen in the Kiddush. Chalchidin, you're not supposed to do that. The big time Chalchidin, you're not supposed to do that because the Hefzik. Because Vaichulu is not really part of the Kiddush. Vaichulu is not. Like, what I say, say Vaichulu. That's what we say in Shul Vaichulu. You're with the Vaichulu in Shul. The din is if you forgot Tzedin Shacharach, what if you forgot Vaichulu before Kiddush? So it says that you should say during the Suda. On Shabbos, Tzama did. What about Tzama on Shabbos if you forgot Vaichulu? So he said during the Suda. Magen Avraham said, Dazan, you should say it a la kor. Hold up a bechen and say Vaichulu and drink the wine. Alright. But you shouldn't say it in between the Baruch Hashem and the Baruch. It's a real heftig. It's not really part of Kiddush. It's not like they said that the reason why you don't say Vaichulu and Shul Vishat Kiddush is to show, to demonstrate that it's not really part of Kiddush. It's a separate thing. It's not really Kiddush. In Kalbim, what's the Shabbat time of Yaknah? Why do you say first the Kiddush and then the Havdolah? You should say first Havdolah to let the Shabbat go away and then you should say the Kiddush to bring in the Yontif. So the Gemara says, Zikor Zatuki Kof. Call up Pukei Yain on the Acharino. That is better to postpone Shabbos, even though, I mean, there is no such thing that first the Yontif comes in, then Shabbos goes out. Really goes the other way. But officially speaking, first in the Kabbal the Yontif, the Taisis Kedusha of the next day, and then you leave out the Shabbos. Yain Kiddush, Ner Havdolah Zman. So Yain you always say first because Tadav Shein, Tadav Tadav Kam. Well, it has different reasons. The Gemara says, why do they still say, one reason, why do they still say that Baruch Yagafim comes first because Tadav Shein, Tadav Tadav Kam. That's the Gemara in Brachas, and Sakam and Brachas and Kolatana. Then you say Kiddush, and then you say Havdolah afterwards. Why do you say Zman left? Shachyon. Shachyon is called Zman. Why do you say Shachyon left? You should say Havdolah left. We just said Havdolah should come left, to postpone Havdolah by the Pasqua. That's the Rashbam says, because Shachyon, I'm not feeling about Shuk, Shachyon has nothing at all to do with Kiddush. Shachyon is done, but they didn't. Since you say Brachas Avakat, they say Shachyon, that's why you leave the Shachyon all the way to the end. Why do you say Ner? Why do you have Ner in between? Because Ner, you always say right before Havdolah. So you say Yayin is always first, and Zman Shachyanu, yes. You have Sonim, you don't have. You have Yantam, so you don't have. So there is Nishami Yisrael. And everything Nishmat is in Nishami Yisrael. I wish that. So that's why you don't say Nishmat on Hashem Rabbah. Even though you say the whole lump of the Zimra, because it's not Nishami Yisrael, it's Hashem Rabbah. It's called Chalman. I think the Rashbam says that, but there's not Sonim because there is a Nisham Yisera and Yantaf. What's a Nisham Yisera? What's a Nisham Yisera mean? The Rashi and Zayir. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. Ibn Ezra, the Ibn Ezra on Chumash talks about the Nisham Yisera. Rashi says in Zayir that it means. Rashi says in Zayir that it means that you eat more. What is that Rashi?
They're not going to believe that.
I think
it's in Kasha's ratio.
No, it also counts up. Rebbe
sleep also counts
up.
No, you get double.
You
gain double
whatever
you do, no?
And that's what that's. Okay, these are details about Masif and Allah Kaisis. It's not negated. When is Pesach this year?
Monday.
Okay, so we'll leave this now.
Monday.
It's not negated. It's important, Dinam, if you get Havdalah, you get involved in Shiloh. When you say Havdalah. Ain nitol yad of klal kedim kiddush. Okay, there's another din. There's a machlokes. The Gemara says in Sfarachim that you shouldn't wash. Gemara says that you shouldn't wash the tefillah kedayim before kiddush on Shabbos. It's an arvid stuff. On the top, it says hanotol yad of lo yikadesh. If you wash the tefillah kedayim, so you shouldn't make kiddush because kiddush is a hefsek in between the tefillah kedayim and the hamotzi. Not a lot of being not a hefty, not a lot of being a sheikh da'at with a new Indian, all
of
them. So, what do you do? That's what the Gemara says. You wash until the same time, then you should make Kiddush on Pasch. That's the Gemara on the top of Kuv Vav on the day. What? The Ramos says that the minig was in Germans was like that they wash before Kiddush. And then they make Kiddush, yeah, hold you. Then they make Kiddush on wine, and then they say Hamotzi right away. I want to do with the Gemara. So there's another machlokes. This Rab says this. I think Rab says this on the bottom of Amar Al. Amar Bruno Amar Rab. There's another machlokes where you need kiddush b'makom suda, which is a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel says that you do need kiddush b'makom suda. Rabbi holds that you don't. But I think they say, I don't remember clearly. I think the Rishonim say that over here Rabbi says not the other way kaddish. That kiddush is a hefsek. It's Rabbi Shitasa that kiddush has nothing to do with the suda. But according to the way we pass from like Shmuel, that you need kiddush after b'makom suda. So it's like the Gemara says that if you wash the suda down, you can say. Even after Hamot, you can take Vilatura, you can feed the cat, or feed the, you know, the dogs, you have to feed the behemoth before you eat. The first the behemoth should eat, then you eat. The Gemara says in Brachas, that's not my thing, because this is not a hefty. Or you can ask Havi Mayim, Havi Melach, Havi Lifton, or you can ask Havi Mayim, Havi Melach, Havi Lifton, or Havi Tul Baruch, you can ask the other seed. These kind of things, if it's Tzara Chasur, it's not a hefty. But here also, I think they say that if you hold Ein Kiddush Al Makom Suda, like Shmuel, then Kiddush is not a hefty. There are more passages like that. The meaning is to wash davka before Kiddush. Even though the Rambam was the one who says that the whole year round, every Shabbos and Yontif, they wash until they die before Kiddush. Over here by Pesach, you shouldn't do it, because on Pesach you have to say, how hard got it? It's going to take a half an hour until you get to the pot, the Hamos. So of course you shouldn't do it. Either you want to say Karpas right away, you're going to have Karpas right away, and Karpas needs until they die. So wash before Kiddush for the Karpas. So what's the Yogan issue? Wash after Kiddush. If you're going to have Kiddush when welcome to the. And you want to eat the pots right away. Okay, so you wash before Kiddush and then you have, that's the reason for the mimic. But if you're going to make karpas right away, so what's the big deal? So you wash after the Kiddush, you stay on the karpas.
No, it's more than much of a big deal, because it's being able to wash before Kiddush is based on the fact that you have amount of Kiddush is part of Suda.
Mm-hmm.
But by Pesach you don't have amount of Kiddush part of Suda. So you can't.
No, it's also
have, you do not have the Kiddush and karpas together.
Okay, the Kiddush on Pesach is also the Makom Suda.
Makom
Suda,
but
the Karpas
is not
the Karpas. Yes, but the Karpas is not connected. You got it. That's right. Here, the Magen Avraham quotes just the Rechagav, that Machlokes, the Hilim Beis Shammai and Brachas, whether you wash until you die before Mezigas HaKos or after Mezigas HaKos. So he quotes, and a lot of people learn Mishnayis, Balabatim, when you talk to them about the Ramor, about making Kiddush first, or washing until you die first on Shabbos, they all say it's Beshitas Beis Shammai. This Magen Avraham, it's a mistake that Balabatim makes. No, it has nothing to do with Kiddush. It just talks, some a guy wants to drink wine. Doesn't talk about Kiddush at all. Because it's in there, Tumavitaref, if you die Matmeis, the Zman of the Wamakbir on Tumavitaref. If you die Matamei, and the cup is wet on the outside, so you touch the cup, so the water on the outside becomes Tamei, and the Tamei the cup, and Tamei the Yain, I can't tell you. Has nothing to do with Zman of the at all, the whole Makbir is the Sil. So a lot of Balabatim make a mistake, they think that the meaning of the Rav Moda, you wash into the German meaning, you wash before Kiddush, is based on Meshamai, that not only die Makab, not even the Takov. As the din of Tumah V'Tara has nothing to do with us. Magen Avraham explains it here. But he quotes an Achron who made the mistake. So I forgot him. Dr. Moshe quotes the Maril like that. That the meaning of washing before Kiddush is based on Beis Shammai. And he says, a pleadic of Maril doesn't make any sense. Main Yod of Nikias, Yitol Miyata, Avalein Avarach Al Anatila. He says, if your hands are dirty, you should wash it off before Kiddush. And then it's before, but he got comments also, and then he gets to wash until Sadaim Shin Nikias. To have your dying the keys before you do a mitzvah. Alright. This day, Shosu Behaseb, Veinim Varach Acharos. Shosu Behaseb, we already had. Why Veinim Varach Acharos? Because you'll be Yotze later on with the Birchas HaMazon after eating. And then the third and the fourth case is to say Allah Gefen, because you have the dinner, you're allowed to drink.
So
let's say between the third and the fourth. The third and the fourth, you're not allowed to drink in between. Yeah, are you allowed to do that? Let's say a person had a glass of milk. They thought that's all he was going to have. And then he decides, a complete nimlach, he decides he's going to have some potato chips also. And then he eats that, so does he have to say one burner flush or two burner flush? Let's say a person ate a whole suda. Then he complete has a halat. He ate a whole suda, complete has a halat, he's got a bench. Then he forgot the bench, and then if ready, he's hungry, so he eats another suda. He has to wash all over, hamayit, everything all over. So can he say, no, what, I have to bench now, for I'll bench later on? I'll be yoyse. So I think it's machlokes, no, there is, it's a big rift, and he lifts himself. So can you be yoyse, two sudas, but one birchas
hamazon?
So the Chavos Tamar Shanim said that the reason why you say another birchas hamazon, because this is called hetzah. So why shouldn't he say, ala gefen?
Usually it's about an hour before 7
o'clock. What's an hour before 7
o'clock?
By what? By what? First and second? It depends on this. So,
even if you're
multiplying
the son of a vector another, then that finds the one that's probably the subject.
Yeah.
So, you have to subject.
But he keeps on drinking. I said first needs to suit it for 4 hours long, like at Chasen.
Yeah, but you keep on
Tita takes longer than an hour to eat. You keep on eating, you don't say that
it
didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't take so long. So it's in the second and the next time you're gonna drink is also not so long. So considered, one achilek, one big achilek. I think this is the machlok, I think there's a spirit in the machlok, yeah? I think so. I think it's machlok is what he say, I said, two bracha achronos are one. Ramo says you don't say a separate bracha achronos, you say for the third and the fourth course with one bracha achronos. And the Goyen has a whole discussion in Machlokes, so he's showing him what the sack is, it's the whole basic, the end of Arabic stuff. Things of Stephen Shulchan Aruch also, it's a big fun. This is what we learned already. Here to Lishtas, Kamakos, and Tarshus, the Yad, and Kamakam, and Rabbi Zoyer, Shlo Lishtas, Ben Rishon, and Shani, and Bloda, Sarakot, and Shlo Yishtake, and Yimna, and Asa, and Seder, Kriya, and Saragot. Steve Zalab, and Yimna, and Sneb, and Abayis, Kairo, and Yesh, and Shlo Shamatz. You have to have 3 matzahs. Where did you get 3 matzahs for Kain Levi Yisrael? Where did it come from? That's not the Gemara. So the Cheshbin is from a Tosis. Tosis says in Brachis, and I think in Tzachim also, that on every Shabbos in Yom, you have to have Lechem Nishna Zeichel Amon. The Amon didn't come down on Yom. How do you know the Amon? The din is on Shabbos, not allowed to carry. So of course the Amon didn't come down on Shabbos. The Tosis says, Oyo Yom HaShishu Echinu Echashi Yaviyu. On Yom, if you are allowed to carry Yechel Nefesh, how do you know the Amon didn't come down? Maybe it did come down. So that's the Tosis quotes. The whole din of Bey, the first Sugya, the Gemara says, Hachana the Rabbah, the whole din of Bey is on Yom. They were learned to ask from Hachana from the Amon. To see enough in the Gemara that the Mon did not come down on Yom Tov. Zakasha, why not? I said, if you're allowed to carry, why didn't it come down? But from the whole sugi, in the first Daf and Bay, you see that Mon did not come down on Yom Tov. So says that in the Tefillah, it's mashma fakir. What do they call it? The Davenin says, in Davenin that we say on Shabbos, it's mashma that the Mon did come down on Shabbos. Because it says on Shabbos, like, Baruch HaLikim Yitem HaShuvi HaKadishah, you say, Rashi quotes from Chazal, Berachim Amon and Kitchim Amon. But the Kitchim Amon, the Amon did not come down on Shabbos. Berachim Amon, it came down double portion on Erev Shabbos. And the Davening on Shabbos would say, Berachim the Kol Yomim Kedash from Kol Azmanim, which implies that it has Bracha and Kedusha over and above Yontif, meaning that Yontif Amon did come down. So that's Tosfos HaKashya. There's a steer between the Nusach HaTefillah and the Gemara in Bay. But our Kol Panim Tosfos seems like the Gemara. And Amon did not come down on Yontif. So Amon did not come down as a Chiyuv. Lechem Mishneh on Yom Tov just like on Shabbos. So that's one din. Then there's another din, Lechem Oni. The Gemara says in the Pesach and Lechem Oni that the matzah should be not matzah Shira should be Lechem Oni. So the Gemara says, Mishneh done the din of Lechem Oni, Madark Shalani Beprusa. And not only has a half a bread, a broken piece, a piece broken off from a bread, doesn't have a full loaf, a pashlein. It only has a little part, a little brekla bread. So on Pesach also, the matzah, the yotah, the exact matzah should only be a prusa, a half a matzah. So how do you have, one Gemara says a half a matzah, and the other din is you have to have every yontif for Lechem Mishneh. So it says, so you take 3 matzahs, and 2 of them will be shleim for Lechem Mishneh, 1 matzah you break, and you use a half of the matzah for the prusa for the Lechem on. That's how it is, sure. The Rambam Shita is not so, here the Goyen class is like the Rambam.
It's basically
Kazai is from one and Kazai is from the other. One Kazai is from Kudu, one Kazai is from Matu. We'll get to it later. What was in the Shulchan Aruch from Saturday? Here the Goyen disagrees based on the Rambam and the Rish. He says, no, that's exactly what the din is. But they quote a riot to Taisus. The Gemara says a Lashon, if it's Hakol Moedim, the Gemara says, the Pesach, Sheminiach Prusa V'tach HaShleima U'Boteya. I think that's Lashon in Gemara. Sheminiach Prusa V'tach HaShleima U'Boteya. So I think the Michtam, I think the Michtam says, I'm sorry, the Seita Michtam. So he says, why is the Shebeteich? You have proof of the Teich HaShleim. What's Teich? So you put it on top or on the bottom, but survive it. You have 2 Shleim. You put this in the middle like a sandwich. That's what he says. What? Yeah. And he says, that's the Mach of Teich. That's the Mach why you put it in the middle. That's what he says. The Goyim disagrees with the whole thing. He says the Rambam and the Rif hold no. You only take two matzahs. If the din is that you have to shalach amoni madar kishalani beprusa broken matzah, the Rosh Hashanah says you have two shleimus in a broken matzah. But if you have two shleimus, there is no anid. Guy's an usher. He has two shleimus and a broken matzah. It's less. He's better off than he has two shleimus alone. Two shleimus alone is ashiras on Shabbos and Yom. Two shleimus of the prusa is anid. The Goyim says no. That's the din. Even though the chalal you need, the Rambam says the beferish. Even though there's always a din on Yom to say you need like an ishne shleimoi. A fatal din is that you break the shleim, that you don't have a shleim, you only have one shleimo and one proof, that you don't have lecha mishnah and fatal. That's what the grand part. You still need lecha mishnah but not shleim. I think that's the grand. You need lecha mishnah but not shleim. Shleim is two different din. One is lecha mishnah. One is that it should be shleim. It's mashal. The Rav once said, that even when he didn't have shleim, on Shabbos, he also said the mashal by shal shudis. Sometimes they don't have shleim. But still, he would take two pieces of two slices of bread to say. So the din of lecha mishnah is one din.
Is that
the din of shleim of the chalal, even the weekday. Even the weekdays is a din of shleim. No. When you say hamoitis, if you have a shleim and a kusa, you should count a shleim. On Shabbos, is a din to have two lecha mishnah. So this hidur of shleim applies to the both lecha mishnah. So on Pesach, he knows there's no din of. Of shleim on the one of them, the other one should be shleim. The one should be shleim, and one should be a pruta. Still need lechem. The that's all.
That's
the mice with the Goyen that when he was traveling around on his way to Israel, so he visited some people on the way. So Grada once said something about a big Tom Fokker. He was there by the Seder, so they didn't know who he was, so they said, don't let him out. The Baal Bas, he knew he was married, he had a palace, so it was Mechabed him to have his own Kaira and everything. So they gave him the matzah, so they thought he was an Araman, they thought he was a beggar. They gave matzah, he only took two matzahs, and then he arranged on the top of the car also with Machlokes the Kabbalah, and how to arrange the Zohar with the Mara with the Chazar, so he arranged it all for businesses. But the Baal Bas, the Rav, what is it? Such a shape, you can't even see the way I do it. I have three matzahs, but two, I put like this. It's such a shape, you can't copy the way I do it. They got angry at him and everything, didn't say anything, but then the next day, after she said, Ashi, I can't smell. The next day, the Rav said, the minig was, I think, that on Pesach, I think there's a minig for every yontif. In some kilos, the minig was that every yontif, the Balabas will come visit the Rav. So the Gemara says, Chayvar mahapu pnei rabba bereg. This was always a minig in Europe. Philip noted, Yehuda's wife didn't like it, she didn't want all the nudniks. So her husband wrote a tshuva that says, Manazat doesn't apply. There was Aliyah Laregel, so you visited the Rebbe Shalom, so you visit your Rebbe also. But Zmanaza, you don't visit the Rebbe Shalom, you don't go to the Beis HaMikdash. There's no Chayv HaHakol Tanei Rav. So he was Mavatla Minig in Prague. But all over they did have the Minig. In New York also you have the Minig a lot of times. That the Rabbonim and Kehillahs give a Kiddush on Yom Tov. Sama Shabbos night. Minig is on Yom Tov, on Sukkot usually has. Everybody comes to the Rav too. It's based on the Gemara, the Chayv HaHakol Tanei Rav Beregel. So the next day the Rav, on the first day Pesach, so the Rav had a big Kiddush and all the Balabasim came. And it was right to the Goyim was sitting there. And he said prayer, and the Goyim wasn't listening. So he thought he wasn't listening, so he got angry then. So the Goyim told him, I heard it, and he said over the whole prayer. So what a Goyim, I saw, it was a big Kamachacham. What? He told him Hatzogah, how did it go? I think he just told him over the whole prayer, word for word, the exact same way he said it. So he got angry why he wasn't listening to his prayer. It looks as if he's a real Hashbach and real shape. So he told him over the whole prayer, word for word, the exact same statement that he said. So his market, what did tell him? Hoffman was, so he didn't bother him ready the next day. So let him do the way he wants.
Oh, I mean, he stopped from doing that way the first day, he may have changed.
No, but if he was going to tell him.
It's
an
endless
amount. It's an endless amount. What? The going to the other shit, right? The Rav does too.
Yeah.
I do too. That's then what he needs Shloshan. It's a big mark like a Shloshan. Some problem is. If Taisus already says that Yontif needs, Taisus the Rambam, what we show them on that Yontif needs Lecha Mishnah. Just like Shabbos, because the Gemara says today that one does not come down on Yontif, the Gemara in Beya. So the Chari, the Gemara says on Shabbos that you need Shalashudis on Shabbos based on all of the Mar. And the Mechaber passes the Fersh that you don't think Shalashudis on Yontif, so you shall me. There's no chiyuv shalashuris on yad. There are only two sudas. One suda about lila, one suda on
Shabbat.
Shalashuris is only Shabbat, not yom. But if shalashuris is based on the month, so why shouldn't
he?
The month is hayom, 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 three times. Shabbat hayom, 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 three times hayom. Three sudas. So that splits already. Shalashuris is only Shabbat and not yom. Every yom is only Shabbat. What? No, but Tayshah quotes in the Mechilta that if the extra Shabbos is Marbiyon. The Shabbos in the Pasuk, Shabbos Hayom, Hayom of the Suf, whether the Rebu in the Pasuk or the Pasuk says that Yontif also will
go.
I don't know, it's not Kash, but that's not Lachan. There's no Shalashuris on Yontif, but there's Lachanish. And every Yontif, there are only two Sudas, one by Lila, one by Yom. Rasha, the Gemara says in Megillah, that two has Purim Shachal Balayla, the Yotze Chavos, he says he may miss to the Simcha. You only have to eat it by Yom, not by Lila. The Matai quotes Tamir Shem, the Abudu also quotes it. It doesn't mean you're not Yotze at all. It means you're not Yotze enough, but then you have to eat by Lila by Yom. Like every Yom, there's a Chiv Suda Balayla, Chiv Suda by Yom. Mora says, if you eat by Lila, it's not enough. One Suda, you have to have by Lila. And then a second one by Yom. There are more passages like that, that you should be Zohir to have a Suda Purim Balayla also. A lot of two Sudas, but it's just like every other Yom. So you have shloisha matzis, lorach, aroitis, karpas, yerek, achir. Whatever you're going to be, yoitzi karpas. What's the purpose of karpas? The Rishon say, Taz quotes on Amud Beis, I think, somewhere. What? The Taz quotes is Tizkot and Zayin. That the reason for karpas is that the Tinoikis should ask, they should keep them awake. That's all. The whole time of karpas was, they should shlo atinoikis. The what?
When
you don't answer, Grad, and Haggadah, you don't answer. That's one of the few kashas that you don't
need.
That's the teaching that you need. It says Kadesh Yishan. But it's not just Kadesh Yishan, you do whatever you want. The din is you have to use Dafke Karpas to Yerek. So the Moshe of Magen Avraham is that there's a Shailan, the Tetris kit that everybody uses. They use the, what are they called? The green stuff. Parsley?
Celery?
Parsley. Parsley that has a Tanatan on our earth. You usually use this stuff to make soup with. You're cooking in soup, so when you cook, your soup greens, yeah. When you cook it in soup, so it makes sense to give flavoring to the soup. But to eat it raw, the way everybody always eats it, so it's a shalom magen avram, what bracha you say, and maybe you don't say huadama. But if there's something that tastes better when it's cooked than it does when it's raw, he quotes the machlokes, but he say huadama when it's raw or not. Some of them say you don't say huadama, you say shahako. Because it's supposed to be eaten when it's cooked. Others say not. He quotes the whole machlokes. So here's the shalom, why does everybody use dafke petrishis? Why don't they use something else? So he suggests that the new yisoid here, some people use potatoes for karpas. So he says that it's no good. Because the Mishnah says karpas, the din of yerek you have to use. And potatoes is called
leather.
Yerek means green. Green, like you say in Yiddish.
What's leather?
Magen Avraham says cotton dollars.
What's leather?
Leather means something that really fills you, that's substantial.
Cucumbers.
Cucumbers also fill you, I think. He says that anything that fills you is leather. That's not karpas. Mishnah says karpas should be yerek, and yerek is tamat to tamad nizam.
When
yerek
is definitely yerek. Cucumber
is green. I don't know if it's called yerek though. Lechayri means that yerek is something which doesn't fill. So he says you should use Takadis Petrish here, but Kivei quotes in Yerushalmi that says the Farish, that what is Karpas Petroizla? That was the Yiddish word for it also, Petroizla.
What
do
we
use?
What do you
mean? What's the meaning? How do you Yerushalmi?
What's Petroizla?
Parsley.
And he says that you say Ha'adama. He talks about why you should say Ha'adama. He explains why. But
why
he has a little.
What?
If you use regular salad, it could also be good. Stomach would be good.
What's lettuce?
Lettuce. That's romaine lettuce. Okay. When are we learning? What's the
Friday? Sunday, Monday.
Okay.